שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים אלינו, אנחנו כאן עם חיים חדשים, סדרת התוכניות עם הרב דוקטור מיכאל לייטמן, שלום לך הרב לייטמן.
שלום לכם.
שלום שלום, שלום ניצה מזוז.
שלום.
מספר התוכנית שלנו היום הוא 1315, ואנחנו נשוחח עם הרב לייטמן על תקשורת בתוך תא משפחתי, שבו הילדים כבר גדלו, בוגרים, ויוצאים מהבית. איך אנחנו כהורים, איך הם כילדים יכולים לשמור על חיבור, הולך ומתגבר בינינו בתנאים החדשים, תהיו איתנו. ניצה, בואי תפתחי בבקשה.
אז כן, אז התא המשפחתי הוא תא שבעצם מתחיל להתפתח מהרגע שמגיעים ילדים לעולם. ובצורה כזאת, ככה ההורים משקיעים במשפחה ומגדלים ומטפחים, והילדים לאט לאט גדלים, ומגיע איזשהו שלב בחיים שהילדים כבר ככה עברו את גיל 22, 3, 4, וכל אחד רוצה לפרוס כנפיים לעוף ולמצוא את החיים העצמאיים שלו ולצאת מהבית. והתוכנית שלנו היום תמקד ותשים פוקוס על צורת התקשורת, היחס הנכון, הקשר הנכון, במצב שילדים בגרו ומתחילים בעצם לעזוב את הבית, מה קורה לקשר המשפחתי, איך הוא ממשיך להתפתח, איך הקשרים האלה ממשיכים להיות חזקים ומפתחים כל אחד מבני המשפחה. אז קודם כל ככה נשים אולי את התמונה המיטבית. מהו בעצם המצב האופטימלי, איזה סוג של קשר אופטימלי צריך להיות כשילדים עוזבים את הבית?
לפי דעתי, עוד לפני שהם עוזבים את הבית, מהילדות והלאה הם צריכים לקבל הרגל, שזה כטבע שני, שהם לפחות פעם ביום, אם לא פעמיים ביום, חייבים להתקשר להבית. כך היה אצלי. ילדים שלנו מתקשרים תמיד הביתה. בן היה לומד במקום יותר רחוק, בנות היו לומדות משך יום שלם מהבוקר עד הלילה, והיו חייבות, והוא גם כן היה חייב, להתקשר לאשתי ולספר ולדווח ולשאול, ובקיצור זה היה הרגל. אני לא חושב שהיה שם משהו חשוב, אבל זה היה קיום ההרגל, ואני חושב שזה נכון, וזה עד היום הזה.
ההרגל הזה בעצם מה הוא בונה? יצירת הקשר הזאת, מה
יצירת
הוא...
הקשר? זה בדיוק שהקשר חייב להיות קשר קבוע, קשר רגיל, אין בו שום דבר מיוחד, אבל אתה יודע, 5 דקות בלה בלה בלה, בת עם אמא, בן עם אמא, זה מאוד מאוד חשוב. קשה להגיד שאני הייתי מעורב בזה, אבל אני ידעתי מה שם עובר מאשתי, ואני בעצמי לא אדם שמתקשר בטלפונים ומספר, אם אין ברירה, אז ודאי גם אני מעורב. אבל ילדים ואימא זה חובה שיקרה כזה קשר, כך אני חושב.
זאת אומרת, הילד בעצם הוא זה שיוצר את הקשר.
או בנות, כן. כן, כן.
כן, הכוונה היא הילדים, זאת אומרת, בנים ובנות, כן, ילדים. כלפי ההורים.
כן, כן, כן.
זה לא שההורה מחפש איפה הילד.
לא, לא, הוא לא יכול סתם להתקשר, אולי זה איזשהו זמן חשוב לילדים, מה שהם עושים בביתי ספר, באוניברסיטאות, בין גם כן בלימוד או בעבודה.
ואז, כשמגיע הרגע שבהם הם עוזבים את הבית, אז... ההרגל הזה צריך פשוט להמשיך?
הרגל ממשיך שהם צריכים להתקשר, אבל חוץ מזה יש עניין של הביקור, ואפילו שעוזבים את הבית יש יום בשבוע, שעות פחות או יותר קבועות, שאמא מחכה להם והם באים.
מה לגבי הרגש של...
What about? taking interest in and they start taking interest in parents who are
כהרגל נעשה טבע שלנו. כמה פעמים אשתי דיברה היומו או לא, אבל בטוח שפעם ביומיים לפחות. אני מתקשר אליו פעמיים בשבוע.
אחראי ליצור קשר עם ההורים, לשאול אבא, אמא, מה נשמע?
כן.
אני ככה וככה, מה שלומכם? אפילו שאין איזה עדכונים גדולים, יצירה...
Even though that there are no big updates...
זאת תהיה תמונה אופטימלית.
Some of that, there has to be some kind of connection.
אני רוצה להוסיף דווקא על התמונה הזאת,
okay, what now?
שמע אפילו לפעמים טכנית.
Nitsa, I want to add to this picture that sometimes might sound technical. Dr. Lighten, technical? True, so what?
נכון.
Therefore, I've said several times that habit becomes a second nature. But beyond the technical habit and everything, what happens on the level of the inner connection? Dr. Lightman, we are in such a connection that a few times a week, then each tells about what he has and about what others told him. Because there are three children, right? Each of them tells mom something, and she tells everyone else.
So,
he tells the other children what she talked about to this daughter with, that son about, etc., etc. And everyone connects that way through the mother as well. It sounds like a kind of process where everyone calls, and this is how some kind of structure is created between them, like needlepoint. Dr. Leighton decides, I'll make cakes, and not only cakes, but also meals. And the mother and the girls come to her and get these meals, and take these meals home. And then every daughter,
את העוגה מחמתו.
Brings the cake from her mother to their mother, father-in-law. Father-in-law. And this is what she does from week to week. And I see
these. כל בוקר פרוסה מהעוגה של חמתו.
הרב, רציתי בדיוק לשאול אותך על הנקודה הזאת שהתקדמת אליה.
I wanted to ask you about what you just mentioned. Once the children lived in my home, since they were born, I knew that my role as a parent is to raise them, human beings out of them, for them to set them out to life. Now, when it happens in practice, and they leave my nest to their place, I'm kind of disoriented. I don't exactly understand what is my role now in relation to them. What do I have to give them now that they're not here? Just a bit of confidence for them to get along in their new place. To set them free, let them go, give them their independence. But they can, but they're capable. You have to think about this even before they go out into the new world. Nitsa, I see that you put much emphasis on the preparation before they leave. Meaning not that they just get up and leave one day, but there's a process that prepares them and us as parents. Dr. Leighton, yeah, I know how hard it was for me because I used to grow up at home in a very pampering atmosphere. And it was very hard for me to get used to a new place, new relations,
tell
myself, friends. It was very hard. Therefore, when I was thinking about the future of my child, I had no question that he has to go to a boarding school. I was also in a boarding school, and today most children don't go to boarding schools, and when they leave home, I can say as a father that I know that when my children leave home, I'll be, you know, very concerned. And you mentioned giving them a sense of security, of confidence. How can I give that in the best way, Dr. Lightman? That you are as if always next to them, or not far away. And gradually, over months and years, you move further and further away. Nita, the fact that we don't live under the same roof anymore isn't supposed to change or influence them in any way. Dr. Lightman, right? You have to arrange for them an atmosphere that they'll feel that even that they're at home, so they're more independent. And that as if they're not at home. When I left home, I don't know what I'm going to do. Where am I going to put my laundry, my bedwear? Where will I buy these things? Where will I keep food? How will I iron? I wasn't familiar with any of these things. I was so disconnected from serving myself in any way that it really hurt me when suddenly it fell on me. So when we say that nothing in nature happens just so, and every phase of man's development has a purpose, even if I don't understand why did nature build life this way. Why is it that in human society there's a stage where children leave home? What is the purpose of this stage in relation to the development of the parent and the development of the child for him to mature? Again, please. Oh, nothing happens just by nature, right? But we see that in nature, parents, they make sure of raising and teaching their offspring the new conditions. Oh, right. 20-something years go by, the child moves from my home to an apartment of his own. Now, when reality changed, when he moved to that home in which he grew up from infancy, what is the role of this stage in my development as a parent and in his development as a child becoming a grown-up? Evolutionally wise, where is it leading us? Maybe you have to come to his home and help him somehow and give him some advice. I'll continue Lauren's question. I don't have such things because, again, my son, when he detached from home, he went to boarding school. And after 10 or even more years in a boarding school, he got married, and then he already knew what is he going to do, and I wasn't a part of all the steps that he took. In regard to the connection, as long as he was at home, he had a feeling of a certain connection. Now that he leaves home, I, as a parent, am I supposed to wait to expect for the connection to weaken or what? Dr. Light, no, the connection needn't weaken. It only should take on a new form. What is that new form? Dr. Lightman, that the child will feel you are nonetheless next to him. But from now on, he has to care for himself. You will be able to help him and whatever you can. From a device, money, something. But it's now in his hands. It's up to him. He's concerned with it. And he says, so the idea is to allow him to develop in a way that he too will soon be able to build his family strong. Dr. Lichtman, yeah. And he said, okay, so we as parents need to give that child that left home the tools of how to build himself, Dr. Lichtman. Children that did not get this preparation nonetheless have a feeling that if they, you know, that life will continue even if they don't do anything because they're used to their parents taking care of these things. And they don't have the ability to start scrutinizing and moving things and everything, and then everything collapses. What you've described is a classical example for many young people nowadays, this generation, the new generation, which grew up in a way that they really got everything, mostly the services, they were used to getting services on a relatively good level, and really now that they have to leave home and build themselves, what you're describing is exactly what they're going through. A feeling of helplessness, unclarity, a kind of loss, feeling the need to continue getting the services that they got at home, even when they're no longer living at home. You know, it's an unhealthy dependence. So, first of all, because this characterizes the younger generation, then let's see, if this is the situation, how do I help that daughter or son who left home and feel this helplessness? How do I help them? The need that the dependence that created in them. Dr. Lichtman, if you won't help, it's going to be really hard. Nitsa, yeah, it is hard. That's how it's felt. But still, how is it possible to correct what was already made? Dr. Lichtman, you have to take the notebook, sit together with that child, and start to really write down the problems, disturbances that might appear before them, and in what way do they need to solve them? Mm-hmm. You really write it down in a notebook, thick notebook. So to really prepare a list of all the things that are hard for them, Dr. Lichtman, right? They have to know. How to go to the laundry, how to buy insurance. You have to give them all the documents that have to do with their phones, with their everything, because they're leaving. Now, they have to know how they keep what they have in relation to the municipality, Ministry of Health, everything. And it has to be written. Because it's not just something that's written in their mind and heart. Now, they need to know what's missing in order to maintain their life. They need an iron, toothpaste, the most basic thing. Right, all those, down to the tiniest things, it all has to be written down, and they have to make sure that they have it. Including medicine, including doctors, including everything. Against this kind of pain, you can take this. Against that kind of pain, you can take that until you come to a doctor, etc., etc. They need to
את המדריך לחיים.
Get all those things. They need like a guide. A manual for life, because up until now they were pampered at home. What happens many things is that because they don't have that manual guide, I see that it delays them from building a relationship that can continue developing into a family. There's like a fear to continue in life. No more than entering some kind of coffee shop and, you know, eating ice cream. Right, it seems that because the connection was probably so strong in a way that did not allow them to develop enough, he explained it beautifully, it's as if their muscles are relaxed, too relaxed, it's like that their muscles, their desire is not strong enough, and they don't have the ability to continue to build their relations, their relationship, and they remain independent. Dr. Lerner, it ends with them meeting some woman. She gets pregnant, and then because of all the choice, they start getting into these things. There are many falls, lows, etc. But this is how it builds. So, I want to go back a second to the emotional connection between the family members and the new reality that is formed where the grown-ups leave the grown children leave home. What do you do in a situation where the child leaves home and they don't call? A month went by. He doesn't call. If he needs something, he calls 10 times a day. But when he doesn't need anything, then, you know, he has his life. And he just doesn't call us for a month. What do you do? I can tell you that as a parent, it really hurts me. How could that be? But it does happen. It is a result of your education. Don't get hurt. They don't want to hurt you. It is your ego that is demanding of them that which you have not done in them. So this is the first thing that I have to tell them not to get offended. I have to tell myself because it's a result of my education. Dr. Leighton, yeah, you brought it upon yourself. Oh, okay, so I made a mistake in the past. What do I do now? Dr. Leighton, call them. Day after day, suppose, asking what's up, how are you, do you need something, do you have questions about life, something that I can help with, and after they get used to you calling them, you start saying, okay, tomorrow, I don't know if I'm going to call you, but I'm asking you, call me. And that's how, bit by bit, there will be some kind of communication between you. Another question. I see that you're touching exactly the painful spot. What do you do if the grown-up children, they call you and they say, Dad, how are you? Mom, how are you? And I feel that they're not really taking interest. They're doing it because this is what we decided or to humor me. I don't feel like they're doing it from their heart, Dr. Leighton. Why are you demanding that from them? This is what I don't get. Why are you demanding that from them? If they did they ask you to give birth to them? Really, I'm asking you. Well, they didn't file an application if this is what you're asking, Dr. Leighton. So what are you demanding of them? You did what you did with your lady that was young back then, and they were born, and when they were born, sure, you took care of them, but it's not that they were born, not the fact that they were born or that you took care of them, gives you now some kind of basis to demand of them, Cohen. I put my heart in them, Dr. Leighton. That's their own business. Oh, I care for them, Dr. Leighton. I believe you, but they don't care about it. Okay, how do I make it so in their heart there will be some concern? 1% of what I feel toward them, they will feel toward me. Dr. Layton, probably you didn't give them enough of an example.
Let me.
Oh, and what kind of example, Dr. Lightman? Example for care and concern. It's not only about care and concern, but to also show that you care for them. By that, you teach them to care for someone else, for their children. Their children, you know, it's looking into the future. Obviously, they'll take care of you. I'm concerned. Whereas, you know, I feel left behind. When they'll have children, they'll probably take care of them. But what about me? I'm left behind. I don't understand. Why are you such an egoist? And you want for your children to pay attention to you all the time. For children. Oh, how should I treat them, Dr. Leighton? Let them be. Let them go into life. Get a postcard on your birthday from them, or that your wife can call them, they can just what's up with them. Where are you putting pressure on them to give you an account about their life and for them to show you how concerned with you they are? Why? So what connection do I have with them now, Dr. Leighton? The connection is that you gave birth to them. But in the future, what am I supposed to expect, Dr. Leighton? Nothing. In the future, you're going to be old. They'll come to visit you once here and there. once in a full moon or something. And then at the same time. Just before you despair me, Dr. Leighton, I'm not despairing. This is life. I'm not despairing you. I did not disrespect you in any of my words. It's simply that this is life. They're looking forward and not looking at you that you're behind. Oh, and this is how I feel. Dr. Leighton, this word also says in the wisdom of the woman. Respect or honor your mother and father. What does that mean for them that they left home now? Dr. Leighton, that they try as much as they can. Respect you. Oh, and it should be expressed in what? Dr. Leighton, to call you on your birthday. To call you for the holidays, if it's a custom, then to call you before the Shabbat, and things like that. Going back to the optimum picture that we drew at first, you said that from childhood we have accustomed them to the fact that once they're little children, once, twice a day, they call mom, someone, asking how's everything. And I created such an infrastructure that would go with them all throughout life, and this is how they would act. That every day, they call mom. Now, he grew up. He starts living his own life. What does the emotional connection between us look like now? What am I supposed to expect? What kind of feeling? Dr. Leighton, maybe you should talk to my wife. I'm serious, and she'll tell you everything. Because I, by my nature, and by my profession, I wasn't really connected to children, their education. I made sure that that's how things will be. But still, not like my wife. So how do we conclude what we talked about up until now? The topic was communication and family, growing up children. The most important thing from this discussion is, Dr. Leighton, you need to try to give children a sense of security along with a manual's guide for life, and along with the feeling that we are behind them.
הרב לייטמן, תודה רבה לך שיש לך.
Dr. Lightman, thank you very much.
אתה מבין את הקשיים הרגשיים שלנו.
Your patience and understanding our emotional difficulties. Dr. Lightman, good luck. Thank you very much. Till next time, all the best.